This is GQDN for Thursday, August 8th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Very, very delicious, delicious stuff. Yes, yes, yes. Very good stuff. Put in the promo code QUEST in the checkout line. You get 25% off of your purchase. Lots of good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Thank you for supporting us. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a game going to PlayStation. Something's going on at the Wolfeye Studios. And we got some football news. Well, Madden NFL 25 and College Football 25. But today, we'll start with a movie. Because you've seen the hype for Borderlands. According to GamesRadar.com, it got a 0% score on Rotten Tomatoes. So, yeah, that did happen. And there are some reviews about this. So, we'll get to some of the reviews here. Vicky Jessup from the Evening Standard did say, quote, "Is Borderlands the worst film of the year? It's definitely in contention. So laughably bad. In fact, it feels like being catapulted back into a time when video game adaptions were a byword for mediocrity." Clarice Loughery from The Independent said, quote, "It's dragged us back in time when the studios used to make these with all the grace and audacity of a drunk person attempting to place a 3 a.m. chicken nugget order." Tim Grayson from Screens Daily did say, quote, "In her chronicling career, Kate Blanchett has donned many guises, but never before has she had the chance to be a gun-toting, blank-kicking action star. Sadly, Borderlands is an unworthy vehicle for her swaggering performance." We'll leave it there. But if you saw the movie, you can let me know what you thought of it at Joe Brums on Twitter. Now let's go to Turkey. Out from the studios, over to Turkey, because Engadget said that Roblox is blocked. Why? Well, the Turkeys today did talk about this because Roblox, what they're saying, was promoting homosexuality. So that's why it was blocked. Now, Turkey has banned some social media services before, and Twitter was blocked last year after the earthquake that killed thousands of people. YouTube and Twitter were also blocked in 2014. Now, Roblox does have its own problems because of child exploitation, because the company was hit with a lawsuit of exploiting some child labor along with the advertising that was deceptive. So the company was sued 2 years ago, and that was they were allowing adult users to go after a 10-year-old girl. So yeah, Roblox got its problems, big time. But someone's on defense. Games Radar did say that Power World community lead did defend the player count, and the community manager, Bucky, was at it. So, the Steam stats comparison on Twitter went up between Power World and Helldivers 2, and Bucky was going off on it. So here's what he said, quote, "Both offer a fun experience that a lot of people enjoy, and both still enjoy a very healthy player base. Power World isn't even a live game and can be enjoyed alone or with friends in co-op. So does CCU even matter? Have we really burned up as Helldivers? As long as both games continue to be developed, and as long as someone is enjoying them, then surely it's a win? Why even compare them? As game devs, isn't that literally what we all ask for? People enjoy our games." End quote. Now people are comparing Helldivers 2 with Power World. But there's some perks going to Xbox Game Pass, and for some different games. According to Pure Xbox, they are Apex Legends, the Shockwave Supercharge Pack, Idle Champions, 5 Free Champions, Narika Blade Point, Aeon Bundle, Phantasy Star Online 2 New Genesis, August Monthly Member Bonus, and the Sea of Thieves, Ebon Rapier Pack. So those things are going to different games because you have Game Pass. So if you like those games and you have Game Pass, there you go. Now, College Football 25 will now have some major updates to it. And a lot of you play this, so do I. So what's going to happen via IGN.com? Well, there's a lot of different stuff. I'll just give you some of that stuff. Now, that would include for the gameplay, some new shotgun formations for a total of 35 teams, some other pursuit angles. If you're trailing a running back or wide receiver, then you'll be able to tackle them even better now. That's some of the things, along with some bug fixes. Like in Dynasty mode, they fixed an issue where players were unable to have more than 20 created coaches at one time, and they fixed some news stories as well, along with introducing a new playoff bracket screen. And they did fix a bunch of things too. Road to Glory got an additional scenario and NIL content. So if you play Road to Glory, there you go. Along with quite a few other things. And they made some changes to other stadiums, such as the Holiday Bowl, the Texas State, Kansas, Kennesaw State, just a bunch of things. So changes are coming to college football. But what about Madden? Well, there's another team focus and the new ways to play Madden NFL 25, according to Hardcore Gamer. Now, they did say that there are ways to playing some other people. Rankings are coming. It'll be online head-to-head, and you get rank points. There are some other modes, too, like the Weekend Gauntlet, which is good. There's a small-sided 6-on-6 football that can be played with the Ultimate Team roster, so you'll be able to see all of that. Now we're going to go to Sega, because my NintendoNews.com did say that the Shadow's new story campaign will be playable at Gamescom. Well, they're talking about Sonic X Shadow's Generations, and that'll be playable at Gamescom. But there'll be some other things going on there as well. See, the Shadow the Hedgehog will have a story campaign with some different abilities, or it'll be the Sonic the Hedgehog and a complete remaster in Sonic Generations. But that's not going to be the only thing that's there, because if you want a photo with Sonic, he'll be there at Gamescom. But they're going to have some other games as well. Metaphor Rufunsel will be there. The director Katsura Hashino will be there. Studio Zero will have a game that'll be playable. And you might see a giant Seeker statue as well. It's if you go. Now we go to Spillgate 2, according to PC Games N. And they had a gameplay reveal for this FPS multiplayer. Now Spillgate 2 does focus on 4v4 battles, and that could bring back some signature portal system that was made to be the first game stand out from a bunch of free Steam games. Now they do get into Splitgate into the gameplay, but the game will come out next year and it will be free, as so the plans are currently. Free to play. Oh, that'll be good, because if you want a PC to play on, PC Games N did say that there's an Acer Predator Orion 5000 rig that is now about $1,500. So you'd be saving about $200 on it. In fact, right at $200, because the machines retailed for $1,750, and you'll be paying $1,550. And that is via Best Buy. So there you go. Go get that PC. There'll be some good stuff. Now, back to my Nintendo news, because there was a new trailer for Lollipop Chainsaw, and it's the pre-order tale. Or trailer. I'm sorry. The new pre-order trail. Yeah, that's right. But they did show off some stuff. I have not yet seen it myself, but if you want to see it, it is up on YouTube. And the game will come out next month, September the 12th. So about 5 weeks away. Now, Wolfeye Studio did have its first look at some first-person action RPG. That's according to PlayStation Universe. Now, Wolfeye Studio made Weird West, and the team was founded by the same developers who founded Arkane Studios, who made the game Dishonored and Prey. Now, there's no details on the name of this game, and there's nothing about the story on this game either. They're keeping everything nice and well hidden.
hidden.
Yeah. So we shall see what happens with this one. Now, if you're a Dragon Quest fan, my Nintendo News did say that Dragon Quest III will have some new episodes with Ortega. And Ortega is the main guy. So, Dragon Quest III HD 2D Remake will have additional playable episodes. And I'll show the backstory of Ortega's journey through the game. Now, Ortega is the hero's father. And Famitsu did say that the episodes, quote, will reveal his journey and personality, end quote. Dragon Quest III HD 2D Remake will have some features, some new powerful enemies, and that'll give players some challenges. Yay. If we so wish. That'll be coming this November. We'll leave you today with a game that will be available right now, and that is Exit 8. Exit 8 is a walking simulator, which is inspired by Japanese underground passageways, limited spaces, and backrooms. Now, the PC version has over 500,000 downloads worldwide. So, there's a YouTube video about it. There are some screenshots you can see. And the game is about $4. So, if you want to play it, it's available to you. And we are available as well. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2024. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow, maybe if I'm not too busy, for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.